You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
No left is safe here, living in the grips of fear. Murder, rape, suicide, it happens all the time. American nightmare coming true. American nightmare coming straight for you. A sad state of affairs when there's nothing we can do. Sit and watch our country die. It infects, it injects, to correct we reject. The beginning of the end of time. Innocence is just a memory, as freedom turns to slavery. Were you all really too blind to see? American nightmare coming true. American nightmare coming straight for you. A sad state of affairs when there's nothing we can do. Sit and watch our country die. It infects, it injects, to correct we reject. The beginning of the end of time.
All right, we are back. NBRE Radio. You know, I listen to that song to motivate me because I don't want to sit around and watch my country die. And I do think there's things we can do. So I play that from time to time just as a negative, so I can think about, are we going to let this happen or not? All right. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. My buddy here in St. Louis sent me this one. And this is actually on YouTube. But Canada is moving so quickly. This crown country, along with Australia, these two countries are in lockstep. really, really bringing this totalitarian nightmare to pass. Now, I don't really have a lot of time to cover the Australia, UK, US cutting France out of the picture and the whole nuke sub thing and blah, blah, blah. This little thing that's been happening that allegedly is a counterbalance to China and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's something else going on to the surface here with, you know, the UK, the US and Australia, all seem to want to almost capitulate to the Chinese right now as far as foreign policy, as far as being blackmailed, this sort of thing. So there's something else going on here, and you know, the France recalling their ambassadors and all this stuff, and saying they've been snubbed, and NATO's going to collapse, and all this stuff. There's other things going on under the surface here. You know what we're reading on the surface. There's other plots, subplots going on here. But this is back to Canada. Central bank digital currency, folks. Let's go ahead and roll clip one.
Check this out. The Bank of Canada is currently accepting job applications for a product architect to design a digital currency. The Bank of Canada is embarking on a program of major social significance to design a contingent system for a central bank digital currency, which can be thought of as a banknote but in digital form. But wait, it gets even better. Under the challenges section, the Bank of Canada specifies that the digital currency must be universally accessible. Regardless of their circumstances, CBDC should be usable by all Canadians, even by those without a bank account or access to a cellular phone. What sort of technology could allow you to access digital currency without a cell phone? Could it be a microchip? This may seem far-fetched to those of you who remained willfully ignorant over the past 19 months, but it isn't far-fetched at all. Here's how human microchipping is going in Sweden.
When Elias Brotberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID. And he doesn't need money. In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand. Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Now, while the chip being used in Sweden connects directly to the user's bank account, the CBDC being rolled out in Canada is not to be confused with online payment apps. This is a brand new centralized form of currency. So what does that mean? It means that this new form of currency will bypass the commercial banking system and be completely controlled by the government, with the ultimate goal of eliminating cash altogether. So once this system is in place, the government can track all of your spending habits, automatically withdraw funds for taxation, and even shut your digital wallet down altogether if you're being a bad little boy or girl. Centralized digital currency is already in place in China, where it will be integrated into their social credit system. A system that scores citizens on their behavior, and bad behavior is punished by restricting their participation in society. A bad score can come from minor infractions like gossiping, littering, or speaking ill of the government, and can result in being blacklisted from traveling, going to restaurants, or even renting a home. Wow, interesting how China's social credit system looks identical to the vaccine passport we're using to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. You know, a smart person might even assume that the virus was simply a Trojan horse to usher in a complete surveillance state, but luckily there aren't that many smart people here in Canada. Now, of course, none of this is the natural progression of technology. The RFID implant to connect the digital currency to the social credit system has been in the works for years, and many have warned about its implications. One such man is Aaron Russo, who recounted his conversations with Nick Rockefeller about the Rockefeller family's plan to accomplish complete control over humanity.
And the whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. Right, there'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And so instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip, they can take out whatever they want to take out whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip digitally.
Total control.
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip, and you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do.
Everything. Everything is in there.
Now, some of you may think that all of this is completely unrelated to COVID, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Retail stores and restaurants across the country are now going contactless under the guise of public health and safety. Some establishments are even refusing cash altogether over the fear that the boogeyman virus might thrive on banknotes. The vaccine passport is simply a free trial to the social credit system, digital currency, and complete control and surveillance of the entire global population. So if you're still on the fence about whether you should participate in the Vax Pass and the segregation of society, you can rest assured that where we're headed, you're gonna wish COVID would take you out. I mean, remember when we...
Leo Homan, vaccine passports lead to death camps. Okay. So the COVID vaccine is a Luciferian initiation, the mark of the beast. Welcome to Satanist insanity. It's showtime, folks. Time to awaken from our stupor. We're witnessing the collapse of Rome in live stream. Western civilization is going down. The nightmare is never going to end. The living will envy the dead. Satanists hate God. Mankind is collateral damage. So let's see here. It's going to do this. So unveils the three developments that will lead to our total enslavement. The first one is digital vax passports. Okay. So you see in France, you see in New York City at Giuliana's Pizzeria and these in another place where they had a big brawl. They're already starting to try to not let the people without their papers in to eat, okay? Then the second thing is the world digital currency. So digital vaccine passport for the individual, world digital currency, and that's your central bank digital currency. And then the third one is your internet passport. This is for you to get online. So digital vax passport, world digital currency, internet passport, which they've already kind of implemented in parts of Australia where you got to give up all kinds of different identifications to set up your internet passport. Several new technologies that appear separate and unrelated will soon converge, creating a giant digital trap that will easily entice the uninformed masses. Most people will sleepwalk right into the trap. And I see this like I always bitch about. You see people at the gas station and they buy a cup of freaking coffee and they're using their card. And then they don't even ask for a receipt. These are the dummies that – these are the people that swipe a card at the soda machine at the job. And it doesn't give you a receipt. It just gives you the soda. You don't know what they charged you. You got to go back and look. So rock right into the trap, which will ultimately reduce them to a human QR code, trackable, traceable, and 100% dependent on big tech and big government for their existence. Governor Cuomo very forcefully asked business owners to eliminate 30% of the state's population as potential customers and treat them as non-persons. Okay. So you got these three things going on, and the global digital ID and the digital currency and the internet. The final leg of the technological program to control humanity is the big tech giants working together to scrub all dissident voices from the internet. Their ultimate goal is to create a system where all users have an internet passport, subject to periodic review of your online activity. Hence, remember when Apple just said that they're going to start combing through everyone's phones for child pornography and child trafficking and blah blah blah. See how they use that? Like these perverts care about child pornography and all the rest of it. So the big tech giants have already said they actively share information in an effort to crack down on white supremacists under the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, a body previously reserved for targeting Taliban and now CIA. Okay, PayPal announced it will be working with the notoriously Marxist ADL to scour the internet looking for extremists and anti-government voices in their order to shut off their PayPal donation buttons. So as you can see, things are getting very, very crazy. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. This is to do with China and its move towards 6G. Now the number 6 and G, the seventh letter of the alphabet, that makes a what? That makes a nice 13, a Revelation 13. So the 6G will track the 666, the mark, you see. Let's go ahead and roll clip two.
This is Dabu 7. There has been a lot of talk in terms of 5G and everything connected to it. Well, welcome to 6G. As 6G is being rolled out, and we had said this before a couple months back, China leading the way. We just had looked at what they had said was one of the world's most scariest maps. They said in the year 2000, when you looked at global trade, it was the United States that controlled everything. When you look at the same type of map in the year 2020, China has taken over everything. The only places they don't control is Greenland, Mexico, and the United States. We're in a situation where they are handing this off to China right in front of your face, and it's all by design. And here, China leads the charge in terms of 6G. You can see right here, pushing forward here with some 40%. They have the satellite system set up. And if you don't know, this 6G operates in a different wavelength different bandwidth, and it can penetrate deep into the ocean. Just some of the characteristics of 6G that is totally different than 5G. 5G having to be set up close to one another for the signal base. This, they're using stuff at far distances. And it's said that it's going to be 10 times faster than the 5G. So, I just want you to know, for anyone that's hung up on 5G, 6G is already here, okay? And before you know it, 7G will be knocking on the door, whatever that may be. I'm going to expand on that on the next live stream. Make sure to join me.
Go ahead and stop
over
there.
On DLive. You'll find links below in the description box.
Remember, much love. Remember, Schwab warned us ahead of time about the trap that they were setting for us. The fourth industrial revolution will lead to a fusion of our physical, biological, and digital entities. Chicago Council of Global Affairs, November 2020. Even before that, in his 2018 book, Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, he wrote, Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies will not stop at becoming part of the physical world around us. They will become part of us. Indeed. And think about this with these shots, these genetic sabotage injections, these transhuman receiver transmitter injections. So it's here to, first off, it's going to whack you eventually, but then they want to know everything about you until you die. You see? Indeed, some of us already feel that our smartphones have become an extension of ourselves. Today's external devices, from wearable computers to virtual reality headsets, will almost certainly become implantable in our bodies and brains. Right? See? And, you know, the world's central banks are working on a programmable digital currency based on blockchain technology. This means they'll be able to track your spending and shut you off for any reason. I was watching a video, which I didn't want to play it, but it was a guy up in Canada. He got into it with his bank manager about not wearing a mask in there. And he had mutual funds and all this other stuff. And the guy kicked him out of the bank. And so then he's like, well, hell with it. And he went to go try to swipe his card and buy something somewhere. And the manager shut his bank account off. And they won't answer his phone call. So he's got all this money tied up in this bank. And, I mean, I guess he kind of set himself up. These people are holding you're allegedly holding your wealth, and I know it's all digits, but I mean, they told him to put a mask on, and they knew him. You know, they're like, "Hey, Brian, can you put your mask on?" And he's like, "No, I'm exempt. I got a medical exemption." And they got into it, kicked him out of the bank, and now he can't even get to his funds. So, but anyway. The International Monetary Fund posted an article on its website in July lauding India as a global leader in the drive to eliminate cash. And, of course, COVID was mentioned as expediting the move away from paper money. COVID-19 has accelerated the use of contactless digital payments for small transactions, and people try to protect themselves from the virus. These advances, built on the India Stack, a comprehensive digital identity payment and data management system that we write about in a new paper. The goal is a comprehensive digital identity combining one's health data and vaccine status with banking and other personally identifiable data. How about your social credit? So let's get into this. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. COVID Divock. Just as a reminder, as a rehash from way back when this whole thing started, people looked at COVID backwards, and a little Hebrew here. Go ahead and clip 12.
Oh, we've got your ass. We've got your ass now. I'm telling you. So, we all know that the English language is a new language. We all know that we read from left to right. But we once read from right to left. And actually, our subconscious brain sees everything backwards. And our brain actually turns it around so we read it and see it the way it is now. With that being said, COVID. Backwards. Oh my days. Oh my days. Oh my diddy. COVID backwards becomes Divok. Divok, possession of an evil spirit, and is a of Hebrew origin. Divok means in Latin to break up, break asunder, disrupt, divide, tear away, tear open, tear apart, tear two pieces in two. And is that what's happening right now? Are we not divided? Are we not separated? Well, coincidence or not, according to the same rule, COVID becomes Divok. And in Hebrew, it actually means something. It means possession of an evil spirit. But the word is transcribed into English as Dibok. That's right, people, Dibok. What's that? A demon or a soul of a dead person. Oh my days, bruv. Oh, what?
You can stop.
Dibok.
Just as a reminder, I mean, that was way back when the whole thing started. Just insane. But let's talk about this funeral director, John O'Looney. Kind of an interesting last name, O'Looney. And that's why some people are going to be like, is this some sort of a planted system or planted... narrative. So some people are going to be skeptical just because of the guy's last name. We'll see. But this, he's a funeral director over in the UK. And let's listen to, this is clip 11, Mr. Producer. Let's go ahead and listen to, what he says about this whole thing. Go ahead and roll clip 11.
About 3 weeks ago, the death rate started to pick up again. And I'm now seeing people of all ages in, and all of them are vaccine recipients, almost exclusively. And the range of deaths is heart attack, sudden undiscovered heart condition that's led to a heart attack, blood clots, stroke, and multiple organ failure. Those are the four consistent groups that I'm seeing, or the four consistent types of death that I'm seeing. And it's all ages. I went to get my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, went into my local barbers and they're all very somber and down. I kind of said, all right, guys, what's up? One of the barbers in there, 23, had died an hour and a half after he'd taken his second jab, heart attack at 23 years old. I've had a guy in whose father went down and got a jab and was paralyzed almost instantly. He was then seen as vulnerable. So they gave him a second jab 3 weeks in, and he was found dead at home the following day. I've had a gentleman in who I was doing a funeral for. His mum went blind almost immediately. I've obviously, since I've gone public about my concerns, nobody wants to talk to me now. You know, the BBC, the silence is deafening. They're quite happy for me to promote the hysteria. But now I'm actually voicing concerns and seeing a pattern of death related directly to the vaccines. Nobody wants to talk about it now, and this is despite the fact that there are a number of very, very eminent people, thousands of doctors globally, nurses, consultants, professors, virologists, all saying the same thing.
If you want my actual worldview, I believe that we're at war and that this is a takedown of Western civilization, if not humanity, so that it's an attack on us as humans against, I mean, they're coming after us, they're coming after our children, and they want us dead or sterilized.
All right. And basically to sum up, the COVID pandemic's a scam. There was no increase in total deaths during the alleged pandemic. Deaths spiked immediately after the introduction of the vaccines. The deaths from the Delta variant COVID-19 virus are in reality deaths from the vaccines. Internment camps are now being built for those who refuse to be vaccinated, and we shall see whether that will materialize. We've had these internment resettlement operations plans in the United States for a long, long time, and pretty, pretty sick stuff. So, Garden Plot and Rex 84 and all this good stuff. So we'll see what happens. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. So he's coming back out. He's kind of shut his mouth after Sandy Hook And they really went after him when he was saying some things on stage about Obama and Sandy Hook. And so he kind of pulled out of it. And so now he slammed masks and lockdown advocates during a concert in Camden, New Jersey last week, noting that tyranny right now is in the schools and tyranny is in the medical business. He lauded the festival atmosphere of the concert and said, "We're not freaking out. We're not yelling at people. Where's your effing mask? But I just want to tell you how great it is. Look around, you guys. Look to your right. Look to your left. And look how wonderful this is." To thunderous applause. We're all in here together. We're not in effing bags. You know, we're not freaking out. We're not yelling at people. Where's your effing mask? Where's your mask, you loud cow? So the thing right now that's going on is tyranny. This is called tyranny. Look it up when you get home. And tyranny isn't only in government. Tyranny right now is in the schools. And tyranny is in the medical business. We have the power, especially us, heavy metal fans. We have the power to change things. So hopefully some people, you know, really start to, you know, even with the Nicki Minaj stuff and now you got Mustaine. Hopefully, I mean, people really, really, you know, you got even people in New York City that are really, really anti being forced to do anything by the government. So there's some things that are looking up. What we have to watch out for is the next move of these evil ones to counter this movement, okay? And so, unfortunately, the possibility of a very bad release of some pathogens in certain geographic locales is very, very possible. Up on Jim Stone, dime to a dollar bet. The jab is being used to groom mass murdering medical people to staff the death camps. Got to make sure all you people are on board and willing to murder for pay. The jab is perfect for that. Don't kid yourself. They know what they're doing. Kind of an interesting angle there because I keep, you know, you keep seeing these people. All the doctors and at this point all the nurses who are giving the shot know it's destroying people. A week or so ago it was revealed that the doctors were getting perks of up to six figures monthly to keep going along with it all and not speak up. Prior to this, a few months ago, I came across a CVS employee who said they would be giving huge bonuses of thousands a week to shut up about the shots and just keep giving them. Then about a month ago, a corrupted nurse did a TikTok laughing about how she was getting paid so much to wreck people and saying, "You have all been warned, so I'm just going to keep giving this shot and until people stop coming in for it." Meanwhile, the good doctors and nurses quit. That is the grooming, and this is the same parallel as the military, folks. So they're running all the good people out of the medical industry that have a conscience, that don't want to get jabbed, that don't want to give this crap out to people anymore, and then they're running all the people out of the military that don't want to take the jab, that don't want to go along with the communist kind of Cheka NKVD Red Terror template that is going to be moving quickly into action, so it seems. What if this is a filtering process that is allowing the elite to sort out the doctors they need in the camps, who will falsify paperwork on why people died and never utter a peep? The doctors that will do the dirty work that pays so well. You cannot go with a full-on genocide unless you have people who have proven they are corrupt enough to help you pull it off, right? I know I'm right. I know I nailed it. The corrupted vax is the grooming tool. Very, very plausible hypothesis there. And, I mean, think in the same thing with some of the people that are going to be the enforcers at the camps, okay? They're going to be getting their bonuses. I mean, whew, what an evil place to be, to be somebody that is going to be involved in this. But you know, there's a lot of people that have drank the Satanic Temple type Kool-Aid, the Levian Satanist type Kool-Aid, the Temple of Set, various branches of witchcraft and that sort of thing. And look at that abortion doctor sitting there bragging that he's already broken the Texas law. These are the people that will staff the camps. You don't think a guy that sits there and kills babies all day will mind killing you with some sort of a shot in a camp? You think that he's going to have any kind of conscience to you as an adult if he can do that to little babies all day, every day as his job? I mean, very, very loony. We should be coming up on break any second, but let's see here. Hospitals holding people hostage. Oh, there's the break, but hospitals holding people hostage, killing them. Their family can't get to them. Putting them on drugs, midazolam, and then put them on the vent. All right, we'll see you on the other side, folks. We gotta get going quickly, and we got to
come on strong. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Misery and tears, calculated waves of fear.
Network. Now I've got an article pulled up, COVID, the Devil, and the Jews. Okay? And I want to play a couple short clips, and then I'm going to let's take this call real quick. Let's take James in Vancouver. What's on your mind, James?
Good evening. You might as well throw in the Jesuits with them as well.
Well, sure.
Hello? Yeah. This Haitian thing, you know what's going on down in the border, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's child trafficking right in your face, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think you could draw a line right back to the Clinton Foundation. Weren't they involved in the Haitian thing a couple years ago?
Yeah, one of the young ladies, her name escapes me right now, but got busted for trafficking kids up out of Haiti, and now she's the head of the Amber Alert system or something of this nature in some part of the country right now. Laura Silsby, I think. Laura Silsby's her name, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now they got it right out in the open, which is where they wanted it, right?
Well, I mean, plus you've got a bunch of, you know, basically almost genetically criminal, whole bunch of them ready to come in and go, probably move to Little Haiti and make Florida even crazier. Miami.
Well, it flies in the face of common sense is what I'm getting at, right?
But allegedly they're going to force a lot of these guys back to and put them on planes. That's the story you're seeing floating around in media.
And weren't those the guys that said, well, it's only 2 weeks, we're just going to flatten the curve, see what I'm saying?
I mean, both of our countries are in serious, serious trouble. And,
yeah.
I mean, you've got this character, Trudeau, possibly the bastard son of Castro. Some of those group sex parties that Geraldo Rivera was allegedly involved in as well, that just all came out.
so now we're talking voodoo child.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have that kind of a look that you can kind of see the genetics there.
And he got the rock treatment, I think, the last couple of weeks. He's on a campaign trail.
Yeah.
People are literally, yeah. So anyway, we'll look at, thanks for taking my call, and we'll talk again.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Yep, see you. So, Mr. Producer, we're going to do clips 7 and 8, okay? These are both a couple of kabod type of characters. And the first one is some rabbis basically bragging that the Western civilization is Esau Edom, and it is their duty to destroy Western civilization. Just listen very carefully. And the second one is another rabbi type guy. I think he's a kabod guy, and he's bragging about how the Jews are involved with saving the world with the COVID vaccines. Tikkun Olam. Go ahead and roll 7 first.
The Jews were behind the invention and creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now from what would be an unbelievable, unspeakable catastrophe. You'd have a catastrophe here where untold numbers, untold millions would die, and the economies of the entire world would collapse. Would crash and collapse if this thing went on for another few years, which is what would happen if not for Jewish brains. It was Jewish brains that created these two COVID vaccines. And, by the way, just to show you who specifically we're speaking about, so that we're not making this up, the Moderna vaccine. Okay, the Moderna vaccine, the chief medical officer in charge of research and development, the person who was in charge of putting it all together is the Israeli scientist Tal Zaks, who is an Israeli who does interviews on Israeli media in Hebrew. He left Israel. He's one of these Israelis who left Israel because he's greedy and he wants more money. And he claims he wants to go where the science permits him to do the most good. So full of crap. Pfizer. Who's the CEO of Pfizer? In other words, the person who heads the company. Albert Bourla, who is a Greek Jew. Albert Bourla is a Jew from Greece. And the chief Pfizer scientist who worked on the research, in other words, the company, the person who got the financing, everything else, was Albert Bourla, the CEO. He's the one who was the executive in charge, who organized everything to enable financing and enable all the work and research to go forward the way it's supposed to go forward. That took Jewish brains. And then, who is the chief scientist? Chief scientist is Mikhail Dolsten, a Jew from Sweden. The Jews were in charge of the research, the science. They were the scientists. They're the main researchers. The Jews are the ones that led the company efforts and the ones that brought these vaccines, that created these vaccines. Both COVID vaccines that are now going to rescue humanity, both were created by Jews.
All right, so that's the first one. And if you get into Janssen and so forth, Johnson & Johnson, there's some Jews at the helm over there, really up near the top, involved with that one as well. Now, clip seven, this one is the Messiah will return only once Edom, Europe, United States, Christianity will be destroyed. Okay, let's roll clip seven.
And also in Negative Commandment 59, that there's a mitzvah and a command to wipe out from among all the descendants of Esav, descendants of Amalek, male and female, young and old. What is Amalek? Says Hasidus, Amalek represents the concept of doubt. They put a doubt into everything that you want to do. That is why they're so evil. That is Amalek. And that is why Amalek is so terrible, and it has to be totally uprooted. Therefore, God tells us we should erase their memory, and we should eradicate them from the face of the earth. So when a Jew enters into Eretz, into the land of Israel, what should he do? The first thing, appoint a king. Step two, destroy Amalek. Who is Amalek? Amalek comes from Esav. Esav was a brother to Jacob.
Esav, who in modern day terms is really basically, certainly one of them is America. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. Instead of it being Rome, it became Christianity. Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Esav today is really Western civilization.
But the new Rome, the United States, but the new Rome.
Esav is Europe, the United States.
The throne of God is incomplete until we destroy Amalek.
Any nation that has that religion can be considered Esav.
The audacity, the chutzpah to destroy Amalek and to cut off the offsprings of the nation of Amalek. And Safri goes on to say, how do we do this today?
What would be the most Jewish thing for the last Jew to do? The most appropriate, fitting thing?
One said that the last thing that a Jew should do when he or she leaves Europe is spit.
All right, so now, right out of their own mouths, you see the head of the snake. Okay, this is the Pharisees. Okay, they direct the money changers. Okay, why do you think the money changers like Soros and Rothschilds and so forth and so on, why do you think that they do the things they do with their money? Because the Pharisaic mind, this is the synagogue of Satan. This is, and that, yes, this encompasses the deep state that is infected, or the deep church that is infected Rome, the Jesuit order, some of the Opus Deis, all this stuff that comes out of the Conversos and Maranos out of Spain. Okay, the poison, the leaven that poisons the lump. These are the people that ran the Second Vatican Council. Okay. These are the people that infest the sick and degenerate aspects of Protestantism. It is what it is. And their goal is to destroy and wipe Christendom from the face of the earth. Okay. So the COVID, the devil, and the Jews. When Europe was a Christian theocracy, say from 1050 to 1650, Judaism was regarded as a satanic cult, and Jews were considered agents of the devil. Read St. John Chrysostom from the 4th century, who all the rabbis hate. We're familiar with the Jewish persecution complex. During this period, Christians had a parallel fear. They believed that the Jews both hated them and conspired to destroy Christendom. They believed the long-awaited Jewish Messiah was, in fact, the Antichrist. Their association with this awful figure assumed really frightening proportions toward the end of the Middle Ages, when Antichrist's Jewish parentage became definitely established, and the Jews were expected to form the spearhead of his legions. Remember Rothschild with Marina Abramovich standing in front of the painting? Satan summoning his legions. You think that's by accident they were standing in front of that painting? They were not quite so weak, judging from their numbers and social position. For a terrible, mysterious Jewish horde hidden somewhere in the east awaited the signal to pour out upon Christendom and annihilate it. Hence the Red Terror, hence the Holodomor. The rumors of the birth of the Antichrist after the 13th century kept Europe on edge, awaiting the bloody outbreak of the Red Jews. The Jews were accused of colluding with Mongol invaders on the eastern frontiers. They were just as likely to desecrate a church, murder Christian infants in secret, spread poisons in the wind, or practice infamous sexual perversities. The catalog of alleged Jewish crimes is long and varied indeed, and wholly unreasonable, writes Trachtenberg, unless we accept the self-evident fact that in medieval eyes, that as Satan's agents, nothing was beyond the depraved and evil nature of the Jews. Kabbalistic Jews believe they define God's will. In other words, God comes into the world through them. Otherwise, he is formless and unknowable. The Kabbalists believe that they can redefine reality according to Satan. Evil is good, falsehood is truth, and sick is healthy, and vice versa. They undermine every other collective identity, nation, religion, race, and family. They must destroy the Christian old order and build the new world order. Okay, this has to do with that Sabbatean mindset as well, of making sure that you do enough evil to bring forth the Messiah. Okay, so they believe evil acts and good acts can bring forth the Messiah, but they believe that the Sabbatean Frankists believe that you might as well do evil acts and you can rack them up much quicker and then therefore hasten the advent of the Messiah. So as long as there remains among the Gentiles any moral conception of the social order, until all faith, patriotism, and dignity are uprooted, our reign over the world shall not come. All right? So, and this goes on and on, Christendom destroyed, and so forth and so on. Judaism does not accept the cultural and social assumptions around it, and therefore it has an inbuilt revolutionary position. There is something built into Judaism that says we don't work with the whole world. Rather, we are against the whole world. That's Rabbi Dr. Yehuda Brandes, head of the Center for Advanced Judaic Studies and Leadership, Jerusalem. That's 2011. Hence, you have the books like The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit and Its Impact on World History by the traditionalist Catholic Dr. E. Michael Jones. Okay. There's just so much here. Let's cover some stuff here on the latest kind of, on natural news about. Now, I wanted to say this. Michael Snyder wrote an article about the lack of people to fill positions, this unemployment mystery, why everybody's trying to hire, why nobody can, there's restaurants closing because there's no people to fill these positions and so forth and so on. And then Mike Adams followed up with saying, well, maybe we've had enough people die from these jabs or that are insanely sick that we can't basically fill the positions because so many people have been harmed. Okay. So NBA stars won't be required to take COVID vaccines, just like members of Congress and their staffers and the post office. Okay. Hospitals are lying about being overrun with COVID patients. Many facilities are empty. After the genocide, will there be enough vaccine survivors to rebuild civilization? CDC guidance for chickenpox virus says if you contracted it already, then no need to get vaccinated. So not, why not with COVID? Mm-hmm. There's just up on oons.com. The conspiracy theories were right. Is a poison death shot. Did the regulators at the FDA know that all previous coronavirus vaccines had failed in the animal trials and that the vaccinated animals became either severely ill or died? Yes, they did. Did they know that previous coronavirus vaccines had a tendency to enhance the infection and to make the disease worse? Yes. You know, I want to get this shirt that says the shot or the vax, V-A-X-X, is the bioweapon. Did Fauci know that the coronavirus vaccines had repeatedly failed and increased the severity of the infection? Yes, he did. Now there's reports saying that he was involved with over 60 different gain of function operations with the Wuhan lab alone. I mean, it's just insane. Did they complete long-term clinical trials to establish whether the vaccines were safe? Of course they didn't. See, we get caught up into this kind of a debate, and it's like these things were never meant to heal or protect anyone from anything. The operation was to get the public into a place to willfully receive these shots. And so I get into the there's so many different ways the water gets muddied here with people talking about conducting animal trials and blah, 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 blah. And like Warp Speed was really meant to help anyone. Now, there's people that will say Trump wanted the Warp Speed thing. And even Alex Jones said this for a while, that Trump basically wanted a placebo type shot developed, and he was going to pay off these drug companies to get us out of the COVID thing, and so to get the country back to work and blah, 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 and back to running as normal as possible. But then the evil, you know, bastards running Big Pharma, all the companies, they answer to different masters. And so therefore, Trump puts the Warp Speed money out there, and he's trying to buy off the companies to throw out these relatively innocuous placebos, but then they already had the agenda in, and Trump fell for the rope-a-dope, and then here come the genetic sabotage slash transhumanism antenna transmitter injections, blah, 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 and Trump didn't know anything about it. Well, he got sucked into the 5G stuff too, didn't he? To where he was pushing this and blah, 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 blah. And the buck stops with Trump. He, just like I said, look, I'm a nobody from the middle of the country. I ain't got a pot to piss in, but I can get online and dig around and find this stuff. And so the president of the United States, he can't, and he fell for this big, huge operation, and he was just surrounded by snakes, and he's a good guy, and blah, 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 blah. He's all around all these Chabad Lubavitch goons and everything else. I mean, we gotta get our thinking caps on. I mean, this thing's ugly. Biden faces 11-day countdown to economic doomsday as the world unravels, and they're talking about the debt ceiling and all this stuff. You know, this game with Mitch McConnell, married to Elaine Chao, very rich Chinese debutante. So there's just so much going on that, you know, I to say that we're going to find out how this is going to go, and then next Friday allegedly is the dropping of this Arizona audit thing, and allegedly they've just gotten access to the routers, and, you know, it's... Oh, we might as well play this real quick. Mr. Producer, get clip 3 up. Venezuela claiming another terror hit of some sort on their grid. We talked about the grid with this 911 Fox show. Well, Venezuela is just dealing with, again. Go ahead and roll 3 real quick.
This is Dabu 7. We have a lights-out situation striking Venezuela again, as their electrical systems have been targeted by what they're calling another terrorist attack. You call it terrorist attack, you call it state-sponsored. We know who wants this leader of Venezuela out of a seat. Many countries, many governments, and they've made it no secret. Now, they're dealing with this again. And they're saying that this is part of a multi-form war against the country. Sabotaging the power grid is what they say is an important aspect of this war. I want you to remember these things. Okay, what they have, the government and the national electric system, the SEN, fighting daily to try to stop this. Now, you would think that there'd be some kind of control over the structure, especially the power going throughout the country. This is why I say all the time, you need to be independent from this. You need not be connected to the grid for water, for power, anything. We've talked about it for over a decade. Not sure how many listened, actually, but you're about to get tested. It's about to happen here. In the offing, it's coming. And those that want to sleep on it, just like you sleep on everything else and you don't prepare, you're going to get caught slipping. And when that day comes, you can deal with it then. When we tried to warn you so many times, they have a plan for a lights-out situation. It's coming, America. Learn something from the downfalls of your neighbors here, especially Venezuela. It shows what's coming here in due time. Join us for the live shows where I break this down further.
All right, you can stop it there. And, you know, this is floating around. So the U.S. Southern Command tweets out a happy birthday, U.S. Air Force, September 18th. Okay, and they use Russian warplanes, Russian Sukhoi Su-27 twin jet fighters in the graphic. Very, very strange. All right, folks. Where this week is going to take us, who knows?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.